Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMake are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, sunthionin, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, CalmMind, and BrainMag. Get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. So one of my favorite people and one of our co-broadcasters over in our special network, our radio.co network, and I'm hoping we can actually get you, maybe when you may be able to move your show up so we get you board up here at with the amazing VIP stack that Todd and I purchased. I think it's really important the perspective you have from the Box of Sunglasses book and the other books you put together. You want to use a combination of sarcasm and humor to get through to people, and Rob, you have that talent. I'd like you to explain what you think happened with the State of the Union address. It was almost hilarious, all these women in white who wouldn't stand up or cheer Donald Trump, and even CNN doesn't even want to. They actually wanted to destroy the validity of their own poll that showed how popular Trump was with the State of the Union address. It's like, you've got to be kidding. Are you guys stand-up anti-comedians? I mean, the funniest comedian stand up for Trump is Trump himself. And these media are so psychotic, they don't even want to give him credit when their own poll so shows he should have credit. It's like, are you kidding me? I mean, it's hard to believe. You turn on the TV, it's almost painful to see the squirming of the demon rats, I call them, the Democrats, the demon rats.
Yeah, well, these are basically, all they're deadbeats, losers. I mean, they're societal mooches. I mean,
they're possessed. They're possessed by Draco reptilian entities from the dark side. Well, they're evil. They're beyond just stupid humans. They're just plain friggin' evil. They have an entity avataring their cortex.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look. I mean, what's emblematic of the evil you're talking about? I happen to agree. I mean, I think these people are demon possessed, really, not in the sense of Rosemary's Baby or something like that. But
no,
I think
much worse. They're like the demoniac of the Gadareans across the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Some when you listen to the comments by AOC. We call her occasional cortex. You look at Nancy Pelosi about to have seizures, not even using proper names. She's going to impeach, George Bush or whatever. Remember how many times she screwed up? This woman, maybe she had too much plastic surgery and it cut off the blood supply to her brain. Says she wants to scratch her right butt cheek. She has to reach beside her nose. I mean, it's just insane, her attitude. It's like, are you kidding me? Nancy, you're going to totally screw up in the Democratic Party because you're not concerned about what people lose their jobs, and blacks and Hispanics. You're not concerned about killing babies. You want socialism, which will kill the country and turn us into a mess like the Soviet Union did 100 years ago. It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, well, some of these people are going insane, like, the Gadarene madman, but I'd say a lot of them that still haven't gotten to that point are more like kind of like a Judas Iscariot. I mean, just kind of subtly, possessed.
That's the external appearance that they present. But under that calm skin is a writhing demonic horde. And how many are you? We are many, for we are legion. Just like the demoniac said to Jesus, right? You got to understand, you're dealing with legions of devils inside each one of these individuals. Legions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, let's have it manifesting itself in reality. I mean, if you got New York and Virginia, I mean, you got this born-alive abortion bill. Now, I mean, Obama, that multi-birthplace, multi-name scam artist, the previous president.
Well, I want to send them a new T-shirt. It's called NTLTA. NTLTA. Do you know what that stands for? Never too late to abort. I want to send it to each one of these guys, like this Virginia governor, pediatric neurosurgeon, this guy that sponsored the bill in New York and got it passed through their legislature. I want them to realize we should fly a little sky thing. NTLTA. We can abort your whole state. If they think they can poke God in the eye with a needle by killing his unborn children, and think that the state of New York is going to still exist in the future, you're delusional, people. You do this to God, and he will destroy you like Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm pronouncing today a prophecy over New York and any other states that do this. You shall cease to exist. You have literally called for no more grace, and just please, God, judge us.
Yeah, well, I think the whole nation is for that. I mean, New York's a very powerful
state. Well, it's Babylon the Great. Look at America. America is both the daughter of Zion, because there's some good Christians here, and believers, Hebrew believers, and even some good Jews that want to return to the ancient feel of Judaism without the Sepphic Zira and the Temple of Babylon. But guess what? Our nation, as far as I'm concerned, is teetering on collapse and disaster. And if Donald Trump listens, he'll have missile defense. He'll turn the nation back to becoming a real Christian nation, not an apostate Catholic nation with sun worship on Sunday. He'll actually start to become a real believer. Instead of having statues of Apollo all over his apartment, he'll have maybe pictures of Jesus and the apostles and start realizing he has an important role at the end of the age, because we're teetering on collapse. This country financially, geopolitically, and the first thing that countries like North Korea and Russia would do to hit us is the weapon of indignation. Knock out our power, we'll die of violence, diarrhea, starvation, and cannibalism within 9 months to 6 months. 90% of the population will be dead. And people say, oh, no, Dr. Diggle. I said, I have the documents classified from U.S., Australia, and Canada. This is not open to your damned opinion. People say, well, that's just your opinion, Dr. Diggle. No, it isn't. It's their opinion. These are experts. And they've looked at it soberly and said, oh, my gosh, if we lose our power without an invasion, without a plague, without anything, no geoclimatic disaster, we'll eat ourselves alive after we die of diarrhea and violence.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the scenario. I mean, you know, the scenario I paint out, and I have a link, and there's no doubt in my mind, the United States, you know, New York City, but the United States in general, is Mystery Babylon in Revelation 17.
Oh, absolutely.
There's no doubt.
Do you know the reason why they brought down the World Trade Center towers?
No.
It was a ceremony. It was an ancient Babylonian ceremony. The two towers that were built by Solomon in the temple were called Jashin Boaz. Do you know what those words in Hebrew mean? He shall restore in strength. You know, in the Gazit stone, in the One Liberty Tower, they put a Gazit stone with that very thing. He shall restore in strength. It's a blasphemy against God, saying, we don't care what you think of us, God. We're going to rebuild the One Liberty Tower anyway. And they put it in the star system of the ancient Nephilim that came from the Draco-Reptilian amphibious. Reptilians were the head of the alien super race of demons that actually ran Earth in the ancient world and genetically engineered every human being on Earth except for the sons of Noah and their wives. Did you know that? They were perfect in their generations. Meaning they weren't genetically altered. Every other human being had to be destroyed because they were genetically hybridized. Did you know that?
Sure. Sure. Yeah, I've read a lot of that stuff. I mean, you know, Tom Horn.
I'm going to bring him back on the program. He's busy with doing another book now, but I'm bringing him back on. I don't know some of it. I know all of it. And you know how scary this is? People don't realize the new Cas9 protocol, they wanted me to work 41 years ago to genetically engineer super soldier females with the actinomycin from jackals to make them 12 times stronger than a human, covered with nanotech body armor and a non-liquid nitrogen magnetronic helmet to convert thought directly to onboard commands. And they wanted me to use my genius with mathematics and nonlinear programming to be actually able to hack their cortex so they could turn them into a swarm of super soldiers. If you think that Dr. Diggle is a nut, no. I'm just more talented than most, and I'm scared to hell that the public out there wants to attack Deagle rather than realize the truth. Things are terminal. They're terminal, man.
Yeah.
They're terminal. This president is very likely the last president of the United States. You know that? It's very likely he may be the last real president. If we have one after him, it'll be a dictator. He will not be a president.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I agree. I mean, the roof's kind of caving in or the walls are closing in, or whatever analogy you want to use. But, I mean, look, don't think the Russians and the Chinese are sitting back and watching this and let this all go down, you know.
Listen, Mr. Putin is terrified out of his mind that America will build missile defense so they will be castrated and unable to hit us because they want to resurrect the Soviet Union. Okay?
Yeah.
The comments by Vladimir Putin, I call him Rasputin, this evil bastard, basically stated the worst thing that happened in the 20th century was the destruction of 200 million people from communism, socialism, or Nazism. It was the fall of the Soviet Union. He wants to resurrect it because he's probably an illegitimate descendant from the Romanovs and Katharina. Okay? People need to understand just how freaking evil the world is. They don't get it, do they? They don't get They're starting to get it now. Even do you know that 93% of abortionists that do first trimester are aghast and would not ever approve of third trimester? Do you know that? That's in the United States and in Europe. 93% of abortionists would not have anything to do with a third trimester. So people like Gosnell and so on and many of these other abortionists in Boulder and elsewhere that do it, they're an anomaly. We're talking about abortionists. We're not talking about pro-life people. 93% of abortionists wouldn't do what these bastards in New York and these other states, multiple states now, want to make enshrined in the law. And they don't want to just kill them after the third or fourth day. There was a bill that even Barack Obama tried to sponsor in the Illinois legislature. They can kill him up to the third year. So if they don't like a kid when he's 2 years old, kill him. I would like to send a T-shirt to all these maniacs called NTLTA. In other words, never too late to abort, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, well, they're gonna get theirs. But it's just emblematic of where we are as a nation. I mean, the floor is gone.
Yeah, we can stop it if we wake up enough of the good people in this country to stop being quiet over it. See, what a lot of people want to do is they want to say, well, I think Deagle's arrogant. Who does he think he is? Does he think he's an end-time prophet? Yeah, I am, actually. Does he think he knows more than everybody else? Yeah, I probably do, actually. And if you want to challenge me, come on my show and challenge me. I beg you, if you're not brave enough to do that, challenge me on the phone afterwards. Challenge me by email. I guarantee you I have not found a human being yet who can dare fence intellectually with me and come out surviving. Not.
Yeah.
Not. And it's a fact. Not because I'm wonderful, because I'm not. I have a personality of a wild Bengal tiger, but I'm a tiger for the truth. I realize if we don't seek the truth as a nation, America, even though we think we're so powerful like ancient Israel, we will die in a thermonuclear fire, waste, and cannibalism. And people in America don't get it. They think, oh, we're so righteous. If people were just like Americans, we'll all be fine. No, you won't. If the world was like America, we'd all be in real big trouble.
Yeah. No, we got problems here. And like I said, I mean, it's mystery battle. I mean, and then the way things are unfolding is I hate to be right about this, but, you know, I wrote this like 6-7 years ago. If you go on my website, you can read it line by line. I broke it down.
Well, by the way, what's your website? What's your website? Because I want people to get your books. It's really important. What's your website?
It's boxofsunglasses.com, and it's all one word. In honor of my favorite movie, we're kind of talking about, you know, They Live, John Carpenter's They Live. Best movie ever.
See, you're a brilliant guy with these things, and we need to get you up more often. I want to get you back on the show for cameos. Plus, your own show is going to be on radio.co shortly, and our guy Simon Tagus and Simon Tech is launching, everybody. I'm also inventing some new technology. You know I'm an expert in AI, right? So I'm actually creating an AI system with AI software from Google and elsewhere to make it not only searchable by strings of words, but also audio searching. So I'm creating an audio and video neocortex for the human race. I'm doing it. And I'm going to patent this technology that I'm doing and even sell it back to people so they will start to get the truth. Because if people ask better and better questions, then the nation will be saved and the human race will be saved because the remnant of humans that may survive what's coming may be very thin indeed. In fact, the calculations done by my nuclear experts in Missile Command and so on figured that if the thermonuclear exchange with Russia, 90 million Americans will die instantly, and another 30 or so million will die in the next 2 months, that there may be as little as 15 to 18 million Americans who might survive a thermonuclear war to live 2 years or more. That's it.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the scenario I paint out Mr. Babylon. I mean, like I said, I hope I'm wrong. I want to be wrong, but the way things are shaping
up,
I'm not wrong.
God showed me before I came back the thermonuclear war destroying America. He said that, and he reached around and swung around in heaven 400 miles above the earth and held my two little hands in his big hands. And I said, why did you show me this? And I'm crying because he showed me the destruction of the world. And he said, at the time of the end, you will know and you will tell my people. I'm telling you now, people. It's raining down from heaven on satellites and shortwave and everything all over the world, and people grab this and send it elsewhere. You need to know, Deagle knows. And I don't know it because it's wonderful. I'm not doing it because I want glory or I'm so special. You should think, oh, he's such a wonderful guy. No, the only thing that makes me wonderful is I love the human race, even those that are fallen, and I pray for them. But things are really desperately bad. And the fact that the negative response to the State of the Union address gives me fear. Makes me quake inside. Makes me feel awful. Makes me nauseated like I want to barf. It's like the special small scroll prophecy of Revelation 10. Though they eat it to taste sweet in their mouth, like because they know God's coming, but it makes their stomach sour and makes them want to vomit. You know why? Because I see a lot of people are not going to make it. They're not going to make it physically. And they're also not going to make it spiritually. They're going to be annihilated. I don't want to see my brothers and sisters annihilated. I want to see the human race survive, and I want to see millions of Americans not die miserably and then have their soul destroyed. That's a double whammy. Jesus said, fear not he who can just destroy the body, but he who can destroy the soul. The problem is the destruction is not done by the devil, but he'll pervert enough that you're taken away from the glory and grace of God so you are destroyed. And we're here to rescue you. We're like the firefighters, spiritual firefighters. I got my Scott Air pack on and my firefighter suit on and my ladders. I'm here trying to save your carcass. Don't punch me in the face or spit on me or curse at me when I'm trying to save your hide. Please, I beg you. BoxOfSunglasses.com. We'll have diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetalene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
This is
the first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radical, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and what's soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
Bob, who was called back in, asked a question, and obviously he's listened to Rents for many years, but he hasn't heard me on the Genesis Network, Republic Broadcasting, or I was on Rents some years ago, too, for some time, but he never heard me talk about these issues. So the very fact of the question you raised at the break, I'd like you to repeat that, because what I'm going to say to you people out there listening, you better have your seat straight upright and your tray table in the upright and locked position, your belt on. Because what I'm going to tell you today will shatter and your world, but also give you some comfort to know that God is with us, and he's with you by sending people like me to comfort you at the time of the end. And we just had a recent what's called Red Moon Prophecy. The first time it happened 2 years ago was the inauguration day for President Trump. Go ahead, Bob, with your inquiry.
Okay. For the listening audience, what Dr. Beagle is talking about comes from Genesis 48, 8 through 22. It is when Jacob, the man, prophesied over the head of Ephraim and Manasseh, the son of Joseph.
Right.
Ephraim and Manasseh are England and the United States.
Right.
And so Dr. Beagle has that special information for you and how it plays into the Aaronic priesthood, where it came from, and its meaning of when he says to you, my ancestry goes back to Moses, because
right.
There's a lot to that story than just these few words that I'm saying. So go ahead, Dr. Beagle, lead us
well,
on.
Well, the first way to think of it is the word Moses is like calling somebody the name, like the, let's say, Danish name Johnson. Son is not a name. Moses means he was designated to become the next pharaoh. He was the most intelligent and creative man at the time, an adopted son of the pharaoh. Remember that? So Moses, after he killed the Egyptian guard who had slain or hurt a Hebrew, he was cast out of the camp and went to the an area in the desert to farm for 40 years. Okay? You know, the land of Midian. What you have to understand is God knows the end from the beginning. To God, there is no past, present, or future. And if you've been to heaven like I have at birth in 8 and a half, you get to have an understanding of the eternal. He also gives you a portion. He opens up what's called your astral or your spirit eye. So you see things that the temporal eye cannot see. Now, I'll just give a little bit of my background. At 14, my great uncle Michael, whose last name was Naima, told me, he's a very rich man, millionaire, so was my grandfather, that they had a document that he had possession of that went back 2,000 years to the Sanhedrin, where his ancestor, who was a Naima in the Sanhedrin with Joseph of Arimathea, received a prophecy directly from Yeshua Jesus that one in the family line would be a prophet, arise as the prophet Moses did in the Old Testament. And that prophecy was passed in writing through my family for 2,000 years older than the Vulgate Bible. Now, he told me at 14, I didn't know what that meant. And this is about the time, just before the priest attacked me. So I was a very religious little boy, having gone to heaven at 8 and a half. Now, what happened is, I discovered that the name Naima goes back that 2,800 years ago, the Medo-Persians took away the Kohanim. Remember, the Kohanim are part of Ephraim. They're not Jews. People don't realize Judah is a half-type of Benjamin and the Judah. The Kohanim are Ephraimites, okay? And they would serve in the temple, and there was a 24-family cycle. One family line was the family of Moses, so they were considered one of the head families in the cycle. And the prophecy, what happened is, when they taken my ancestor 2,800 years ago, the head of the family, who was a direct blood descendant of Moses, married the daughter of the king of the Medes, and took on their tribal name, which is the Nyami. So 2,800 years ago, my ancestors became the Nyamas. Now, there's lots of Nyamas all through the Middle East. Different versions of, you know, transliterations of the Nyama name. So many different nations there. They are basically the people that became the Magi. Because they were astrologers, they were academics, they were really smart. They were actually the blood descendants of Moses, who was the most intelligent Egyptian at the time. You got to remember, the ancient Hebrews were Egyptians. People don't know this, do they? All right? And they were the ones who had the solar and the lunar calendars to actually astrologically know when God was going to incarnate in human flesh and come to earth. So that's why they brought their gifts to the Middle East. Now that prophecy passed through my family was the basis for my great uncle Michael 100 years ago having a book printed by Khalil Gibran called The Prophet. And Khalil Gibran's book called The Prophet was an allegory based on the letter of the prophecy of one coming as Moses at the time of the end. Have you ever heard of the book, the Khalil Gibran's book, The Prophet?
We're on the same wavelength, Dr. Beagle.
Now, you have to understand what this means.
Yeah.
Now, God, let me go through hell. Let me tell you, I have been through more hellish, more persecution, more things, more stupid things I've done. But God said to me when I went back to earth that when you fall away, not if, because you have made this covenant with me and said that you come back to save your fellows, I will shake your carcass and bring you back in relationship. And he did. He's shaken all the sinfulness out of me, all right? And I am now a weapon. In other words, when the devil hears my name, he shakes in his boots, not Deagle. All right? I'm like an archangel. I am not like a normal human being whatsoever, okay? Sent back from heaven as a secret weapon against the dark side. Now, a lot of people find it very hard to believe to say, well, you know, if I had my druthers, I would have just been a really good doctor and find a cure for diseases and have a country practice or city practice and just get kudos from my colleagues. But guess what? God had a different plan. You know why? He made me tough like this. He made me stronger by making me like metal put through fire so he could weld me and make me into a sharper weapon to be used by the Most High God against the darkness and evil. And I'm telling you right now, and this may shock people out there, you can ask me a question in any sphere of human activity on earth. Quantum programming, metallurgy, geopolitics, spirituality. There's nothing on earth that you can't ask me a question that I'll either give you a logical answer for or an immediate answer for or a way to find the answer. Instantly. Now, that's not to demonstrate that I'm wonderful, because I honestly tell you, I know, in fact, when God dictated the books Clay and Iron and Abortion and Armageddon, say to them, when you know Hebrew and Greek and you can say prayers in Hebrew, like I did at the Elohim Perizim drill site, in 1999 with FICO, the oil engineer from the Israeli Oil Company, and Ariel Sharon, and Hayseed Stevens, and Stan Johnson from the Prophecy Club, to say to them, you did not even know where the book of Isaiah was because you had never studied the Bible before I dictated the words of clay and iron to you, voice, ear to ear, hand to hand. Remember, when the congregation came before with Moses, with Aaron and Miriam, Aaron and Miriam said, are we not also prophets of the Most High God? Because they came in disagreement with Moses. And the voice of God came out of the pillar of fire and says, there is not one among you such as my servant Moses. Hand to hand, eye to eye, mouth to mouth, as a man talks to another man. And immediately Miriam was stricken with leprosy and cast out of the camp. And Moses brought her back. And in order to heal her, God told him, if you take her hand and put him inside your cloak, with leprosy, which means he's going to get leprosy. And Moses was obedient. He took her hand and said the Aaronic prayer over her, and she was instantly healed. You have to know that's who I am. I'm here to heal the nation. I'm here to heal mankind. I don't want to see billions not only physically die a horrifying death or cannibalism or violence or plagues. I don't want to see millions and millions be annihilated. I want to break my brothers and sisters to eternality with the Most High. I want to see the human race spread across the galaxy as the bride of the Most High God for eternity. I am preparing, if the best way to describe me would be if a bridal chamber manager. I am the bridal chamber manager for the Yeshua, the Lord. I'm preparing the bride to get ready for the bridegroom, which is God marrying us. That's what I'm doing. Now, the nation of America, I call Ephra-America. And Britain and America and all of the European countries are all Ephraimic tribes. They were apostate Druidic priests that we're managing. That's why if you see the Wicker Man ceremony in Scotland and elsewhere, what's going on there is the high priest became apostate within Judaism, primarily through Solomon. Solomon brought over 600, almost 700 concubines and introduced the symbology, which became the symbol of Ashtoreth, which is the spring ceremony of sacrificing children to the god of heaven, they used to call her. And it was two synzygies, or triangles, crossed to make they call the Star of David. It's not a Star of David. It's a Star of Ashtoreth, the fertility goddess, which is what they call Ishtar, okay? And what they would do in the 12 days of Moloch is they would sacrifice children at the end of the 12th day on the day of Moloch, which is a large owl like the one in Bohemian Grove. And if they didn't have a child by lascivious sex, other than their husband or wife, they would take a sweet bread to the Queen of Heaven they were baking. Now, when I was asked to speak in the what's called Living Harvest Fellowship in St. Paul, Minnesota in 2000, it's the only church that's actually asked me to ever speak in their church. And I'll do it by video if they don't want me to fly there. But no one has the cojones, as they say in Hispanic, to ask Deagle to speak. You know why? They want me to come under their authority. You know what I said? I come under the authority of the Most High. I didn't go to a prophetic school or some kind of training school. I went to the training school of the School of Hard Knocks and a dialogue with the Most High God. That's my training school. So I spoke to them and I said, I prayed hard for weeks before I went to the fellowship there. And God said, I will give you a standing vision. He did for hours. And I'm standing there beside Moses in the tent of meeting out in the desert. This is Moses. And the tent of meeting was in a little higher plane than all the tents around it. And they had animal skins. And you can see they had these clay ovens. And you can smell something like cardamom and other spices being cooked. And Moses had all these men come up to him and says, Moses, will you please ask God to not speak to us audibly through the pillar of fire and the pillar of smoke? For our wives quake in our tents and are fearful. And God and Moses tore his garments. He says, I know why you do this. You do not want to hear the voice of God because he knows, he sees into your tents if you hear his voice. And I said, I can smell you cooking sweetbreads to the Queen of Heaven because 9 months earlier you're preparing a sacrifice of your own lasciviously acquired children through sex with other than your husband or wife to lay on the arms of the beast Moloch, the symbol of the Druidic priesthood who rules over you, not the Most High God. And so he tore his garments some more. And they begged him and said, please ask God to not speak to us anymore. He said, we shall treat you as if you speak with the voice of God, Moses, because we do not want to hear the voice. And he said, cursed are you among men, for I've asked God to take my name out of the book of life to save you, but do you deserve this, is what Moses said to them. And so they all left, and you can tell how angry Moses was because these men had literally cursed him and said, don't let God talk to us anymore because he sees in our tent that we're going to lay children, live children, on the arms of Moloch like this Virginia neurosurgeon with infanticide. And we're going to, if we don't have those, we'll have like gingerbread boys and girls called the sweetbreads of the Queen of Heaven to sacrifice proxy children to the God of the Queen of Heaven, which is the symbol of Ashtoreth, the spring sacrificial goddess, you know, that goes right back to Semiramis and Nimrod. Do you understand now? Do you know who I am? Now, my ministry doesn't start to the first day of the treaty and the Sukkot. And God dictated to me that the timetable that God gave ancient Israel will be in the second term of Donald Trump. He is building right over the site of the temple below the Eastern Gate near the Springs of Gihon. His son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is a Kabbalistic warlock. He worships Rabbi Schneerson. They believe in the Sephiot Zira in the Talmud of Babylon. And if you think that what these documents are not evil, just freaking read them yourself. So what do you think of that, Bob? Does that clarify?
You are right on about everything you're saying because I have seen the video of the underground construction of where the great Sanhedrin are sitting.
Right.
I've seen it. And Jared Kushner is just what you just said.
A Kabbalistic warlock. He worships Rabbi Schneerson. Read it. Go look on the Google. Just go to the sewer net. Read what's even on the sewer net, and you'll be so convinced. How does Deagle know this? I know more than any other living human being or the collective of all the guests that have ever been on Rensis program for 26 years. There is no one like me that's ever lived, not even my ancestor Moshe. No one. And it's not for my sake, because believe me, it's a heavy burden. It's a very heavy burden.
Cardivasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back. And we have Dr. Bob Teal from the Continuing Church of God at ccog.org. You do amazing work, by the way. You have videos, you have newsletter, you have church branches all over the world in different languages now. You have some interesting comments about what the Pope did. I'd like you to kind of, I'm in shock by what you just told me on the break, but please repeat it.
Okay, well, many people are not aware of this, but a couple days ago, Pope Francis went to the United Arab Emirates for a 40-hour trip. And he spoke before various ones and talked about the great amount of religious tolerance that they have there. And some people were kind of shocked by that. And that basically, well, he said that after he got back from Abu Dhabi, he says Islam and Christianity are going to promote common values. Now, I did an article before. You talked about, you know, videos and stuff. As a matter of fact, I guess I'll mention that. I wasn't planning on it, but we did one on how the Continuing Church of God differs from Islam.
Right.
Now, there are a couple of similarities, okay? For example, Islam and the Continuing Church of God believe in the virgin birth. A lot of people don't realize that Muslims actually believe that. They do. By the way, Muslims are also opposed to a lot of non-biblical holidays that many people who profess Christ added. So those are kind of similar, but as far as the values, it's just quite different. You know,
right.
the Muslims claim that the Quran is divinely inspired, but we don't believe that.
Right.
And I hope, I would think that the Pope doesn't believe that either, but you just can't tell with this particular guy. Now, What's odd about Islam, and you already know this, but let me just point this out.
Right.
What's odd about Islam is that when Muhammad started out, he kind of first sort of liked the Jews and Christians to some degree, because he called them the people of the book. But then as he got further down and he started to fight with the Greco-Roman, the Catholics and the Orthodox, okay, and he's getting fights with those, then he's changed his mind. So now you've got a situation where the Muslims claim that the Bible was divinely inspired, but that the Jews changed it, and then the Christians distorted it, and that it's not right. And so they say the Quran.
So in other words, Muhammad came back to reform the church, who had become apostate, and that's why he thinks he's a reformer.
Yeah, but that's not how it originally started out. Originally, they made it sound like, I mean, to some degree, that was the original part. But originally, they made it sound like, well, the Bible was right. Then they started looking at it, and they said, oh, wait a second. Now, that doesn't fit with what we want to teach, and that doesn't fit with what we want to teach.
Exactly.
So since the Bible didn't fit with everything they wanted to teach, they went out and said, okay, well, that was changed. You know, it was changed by the Jews. Now, one thing, I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but I mentioned this on your show before.
Right.
One of the issues that the Islamic State has, that group over there that's losing its territories, they said that the Bible doesn't say that God has a son. And now here's where they have a problem with saying Scripture was distorted, because it says in the Old Testament that he does. And this causes, or would, and this causes a problem for Islam, because Jews wouldn't go out and change it. Because the Jews don't accept that Jesus was the Messiah,
right?
So to say that, you know, and Christians and others, we didn't change the Old Testament, okay?
let me give you a quote that my friend Nicolas Saliba, that God showed me supernaturally before I went to Israel back in 1992, And he said a quote, and we went to the church of the what was called the Dome of the Rock. They have a stone of Abraham there inside the dome. And above it, in written in Arabic, it says that the Lord God had no son, but had three daughters. And so the Muslims try to preach that God had, Allah, had three daughters but no son. And they also preach, by the way, in the Quran, that Yeshua, Jesus, is going to come back as a Muslim and will behead Christians if they don't convert to Islam. That's what they teach in the Quran.
So they teach, you're talking about women, for example, they actually revere Mary, which is Jesus' mother. And when the Pope was over there, by the way, there is a St. Mary's Catholic Church in Dubai, and they put all kinds of flags and stuff.
Well, they're into Mariology, but it's a different kind of Mary, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And it's interesting because even some Catholics have said for decades, you may not know this guy. Have you ever heard of Fulton Sheen?
Yeah.
Okay, so Fulton Sheen, for your listeners, was an early televangelist, if I could use that expression. He was actually a Catholic archbishop, and he was on TV in the 1950s. Okay, so he was out there a long time ago. And here's something that he wrote. He said, "It's our firm belief that Islam will be converted to Christianity. It's our belief that this will not happen through direct teaching of Christianity, but through a summoning of the Muslims in a veneration of the Mother of God."
Right. In other words, Mariology will be the key to linking Islam with Christianity. That's the Mariology edict that he put forward, which, by the way, there's a church in Arizona that's specifically dedicated to Mary and Mariology by the Catholic Church. You know that, in Phoenix.
Well, there's all kinds of Marian churches, but this particular pontiff is the most Marian-focused pontiff, at least in my lifetime. Now, even though Pope John Paul II got a little into that, not to the degree that Francis has been. You know, just for.
And by the way, the Alawites, which are the leader of Syria, Bashar al-Assad, they're very strongly a link between the church and Islam as a precursor to this, because they very strongly believe in Mariology, which is why they tolerate Jews and Christians, because their link is Mariology. And most people don't realize the difference between regular Islam and the Alawites is Mariology. Did you know that?
That particular part I didn't know, but I do know.
But that's why they can all sit at the table, the Jews, the Christians, the Alawites, and other Muslims, because of Mariology. The Mariology is the reason why Bashar al-Assad is like an amalgam between Roman Catholicism and Islam, with the Mariology being the center point of it.
Well, I mentioned this next part on your show before. My wife and I have been to Ephesus a couple of times in Turkey. Okay, and it's actually outside of a place called Kusadasi, but it used to be right on the coast years ago, centuries ago. Anyway, they actually have a holiday for Mary, and this is Muslims who have the holiday for Mary.
Right.
And, you know, people would think, oh, no, they don't do that. But no, they actually do.
Yeah.
They consider that Mary is important, and Catholics have been saying for at least decades that they think Mary's going to be the bridge to kind of bring them all together.
That's what the three letters of Fatima were all about, were Mariology, weren't they?
Well, yeah, Fatima, getting to that, you got a couple of things. The town of Fatima in Portugal, back in 1917, you know, I read a book called Fatima Shock, and I've been to Fatima, Portugal.
Right.
Anyway, it was named after a Muslim princess, I think she was, and she married a Catholic, and she converted to Catholicism.
And by the way, the name Fatima is also one of the three goddesses birthed by Allah. One of his three goddess daughters' name was Fatima. Did you know that?
Yes, and that's how I'm going to tie that in. That's why I brought this up, is to tie it into that.
Right.
Anyway, over 1917 in Portugal, over a six-month period, there was a visit once a month by an apparition. Now, even though Catholics and others claim that was Mary, the apparition never said it was Mary, by the way. But people assumed it, but the apparition never said it. Anyway, well, Muslims say that that was Fatima.
Right.
Who came there.
Exactly.
And, Fatima is one of three or four perfect women according to Islam. And, by the way, Mary, the mother of Jesus, is actually also one of the three or four perfect women according to Islam.
That's right. And the other name, one of the other three names, that of the three goddesses under Allah was Mary, and Fatima is one of the other goddesses.
Yeah, so anyway, they are planning on trying to get this together. So we've got a very Mary-focused pontiff.
Right.
He keeps pushing for his view of this. And, you know, someone sent me an article today basically criticizing Pope Francis, saying, look, Francis, you keep saying how great Islam is. You're with this Islamic country, and you keep talking about this, and you're warning about mistreatment of Muslims. And what about how Muslims mistreat people of other religions? And
right.
They basically said that, you know, he doesn't seem to want to talk about that. And he probably doesn't want to talk about it. Not that he doesn't know it happens, but part of his bigger agenda is to bring everybody together. And one of the problems with this interfaith agenda, and let me go back further on this, the interfaith agenda is not just being pushed by Pope Francis and
no.
various leaders like the Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople, the World Council of Churches, but
right.
also the United Nations. Former U.S. President Barack Obama pushed it.
And other faiths, including Hindus, etc., don't they?
Oh, yes.
Believe it or not, I find that hard to believe. Even Hindus, what they refer to Mary as the Queen of Heaven. Now, the fact is, the marriage supper is coming because the destiny of mankind as a whole, saved mankind, is to become the bride of the Creator God. And so there's a substitutionary theology here where it's an external goddess of heaven rather than the human race married to God for eternity and the Edenic covenant being reinstated. That's what's going on here. Is they want substitutionary Mariology to make a false covenant to bring all the religions together under one roof in Mariology. So all religions on earth, including even transhumanism, will accept Mariology and not accept the fact that the destiny of the human race is to become the bride of the Most High God.
And Mary and versions of her are used. You mentioned the Hindus. Let me go back a bit further. This is some research I uncovered when I was writing Fatima Shock. And
right.
that was that over in China, they have ladies who go to, let's say, Catholic Mass on Sunday, and they bow down and venerate a Marian statue. Well, then later in the week, they have a goddess who looks essentially like a Chinese version, if you will, of Mary, and they venerate her as well. So the idea that that Mary is going to be used as something to bring everybody together is something that we're seeing. As a matter of fact, what's interesting, I mentioned the Eastern Orthodox Church, and while the person who's considered the first among equals is in favor of all this kind of stuff, back about 20 years ago, an Orthodox writer wrote the following. He said, Mother Goddesses known in the ancient world were not just confined in the Near East Mediterranean, but they were all over the place, and they're talking about this and says the Catholics are using Mary, and it says what kind of Mary are people being drawn to? He says it's not right. And basically this is a warning from a guy named right. Pete Jackson in Orthodox Life in 1997, who says that what they're pushing is a new Christ, he puts that in quotation mark, with the Muslim concept of the coming Mahdi and the Messiah awaited by the Jews. He says, this isn't going to be Christ, but this is the Antichrist. So over right. 21 years ago, an
yeah.
Orthodox writer says, look, they're using Mary, and this is what this. He said, look, to what Mary are Muslims and Protestants drawn to? Okay? Okay.
Well, they're drawn to it, to eventually a virgin goddess in heaven, not the human race that's going to have descendants through time and the everlasting. They're not talking about the human race saved by God after the destruction of Babylon and the destruction of the world and God getting us through the fire. No, no. They're talking about a Mariology, which is an external goddess we sacrifice to, like Ashtoreth, they sacrificed babies to back in ancient Canaanite Israel. People don't realize what's going on here. And by the way, this Mariology links all public religions on earth together, doesn't it?
Quite a few of them, at least.
Through the United Nations. They want this Father Church under the United Nations to literally push their gospel to link all churches together for Mother Earth and tie this to Earth worship as well, right?
Right. It's all part of the climate change agenda as well.
Amazing. We need to continue this next week. Sorry we didn't get to hear Dr. Bob.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rents.com.